Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate. In my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Chris Carosa, five-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Carosa Stanton Asset Management, author of a whole bunch of books, A Piece of the Action, Hamburger Dreams, From Cradle to Retirement. He's a very smart guy, very prolific writer, and Chris, I need to know how to find you online.
You can go to chriscarosa.com. Real easy, just my name.
Yeah, so Chris Carosa, C-A-R-O-S-A is how you spell his name. Chris, we're talking about this law, AB 5 in California, which I still say has its origins in the Obama administration's attempt to make all employees of all franchises, the franchisee employees, the down market, the only relationship between a McDonald's franchisee and the franchisor mothership is an intellectual property contract, not a business relationship certainly not a division. And this AB 5 is, as you pointed out in the last segment, is trying to make, or has made, the gig workers in California, the contractors, people who want to be contractors, to make them become employees of their former customers. It's put a bunch of them out of business. It's created big problems with their retirement as well, right, Chris?
Yeah, that's right. There's a couple of different examples of this. One, typically, when somebody works for a company for a long time and they'll retire, they're not quite ready to retire, and so the company retains them as a consultant. And this is a way of continuing to help them out in their retirement. Well, that's going to be more difficult right now because those kinds of people, they were only consulting for the company they used to work for. So they're going to be reclassified as employees again, and perhaps companies won't allow them to do this form of retirement anymore.
Right.
But there's an even bigger problem, and this is for the people who have treated their gig business really as a business. Mm-hmm. You can save a lot more for retirement if you own your own business and accumulate money yourself and put it in the plan.
You're talking to somebody, Chris. I mean, when I started my business, I was downsized twice in 18 months in the 80s. I started my own company, my own consulting company. And for a number of years before I started my media company, I had six or seven or eight clients in my consulting company. If I lived in California during that period and this law was in place during that time, those people wouldn't have been able to hire me because I was working for them as a contractor.
Yes. Well, there is one ray of hope in all this, and that is, there's a number of exemptions in the law, but the one that's perhaps most universally applicable is the business-to-business exemption. If you can get classified as a business,
yep,
which isn't as easy as it
is. So those giggers would need to incorporate. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're going to have to formally.
And I did. I did. Business, I formed a sub-S corporation. I did that.
Right. So that's perhaps something they'd have to do, or an LLC. What the lawyers that I've been talking to about,
which they should have already done, which they should have done anyway, Chris, as you know, I'm sure you would have advised.
Yeah, it would make sense. I mean, especially if you want to take advantage of those retirements.
Well, if you want to act like a business, you need to be a business.
Right, but I think some of the lawyers that I'm talking to on this say that even then, the business to business classification is more stringent. There's more hurdles to pass, than you'd normally have to do. But it's not clear to me right now through the sources exactly what those hurdles are because I don't think it's clear to them.
Right.
This law is untested.
Probably just something they threw in there to keep the NFIB off their back. But the next thing, Chris, we were alluding to in the previous segment is how infectious this can be, how contagious this could be, if the dummies in Albany, New York, who are already running people out of your state up there, Chris, if the dummies in Albany pass something like this in New York, that's another nail in the coffin in terms of the economy there in New York, and then it'll be infected into New Jersey, and then Virginia, and then North Carolina. Who knows?
Yeah, and you know, they should see what's happening in California. You know, how businesses are responding and how it's hurting the gig workers, and they should really not do it. I mean, if they had any sort of sense whatsoever, they wouldn't even touch it. They'd just kill this thing. I'm not sure, because I can't predict what Albany's going to do, but we always have the worst fears in mind.
Well, exactly. And here's another thing, Chris. This is the kind of law Bernie Sanders would love.
Right.
That's kind of all I need
to know
about.
There's a lot of countries that are already doing it out there.
That's right. This is the kind of law that Bernie Sanders would love. This would be perfect. This is a perfect socialism law, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it really takes freedom away. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Chris, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for this excellent report. Will you come back soon?
I will, whenever you need me.
Yeah, we love having you on the show. Chris Carosa, ladies and gentlemen, chriscarosa.com, C-A-R-O-S-A. You'll find his books and his articles. He's a Forbes contributor like me, and we'll have him back another day. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me, I promise. I'll be right back. Here's Chicago to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.